Dental disease is a serious health problem among Alaska Natives. A recent evaluation of about 400 Alaska Native people found untreated tooth decay in more than half the children, 60% of the teenagers, and 77% of adults. Among American Indian and Alaska Native 2 to 4-year-olds, tooth decay is 5 times the national average. However, as KMBA's Jocelyn Estes reports, tribes are developing a program that may help fill the unmet need.
After a 2.5-year-long study, Research Institute RTI International says the Alaska Dental Health Aid Therapist Program is on course. The Kellogg and Rasmussen Foundations had asked the Institute to evaluate the program to see if it's working as planned. That's according to Rasmussen Program Officer Christopher Perez.
We have been funding the training program for quite a few years and thought it was appropriate at this time to have an evaluation of the type of care that they provide.
Principal Investigator Dr. Scott F. Wetterhall says researchers looked at how 5 therapists handled equipment, kept charts, and performed in the clinic. The researchers reviewed the therapists' work on some 300 patients. They compared fillings and reconstructions to those done by dentists and didn't find significant differences. Wetterhall says overall, the program is working.
The dental therapists are performing adequately in their technical performance. They're staying within their scope of practice. And most of the residents of the villages where these therapists work are quite proud of the therapists and pleased with the work that they're doing.
The American Dental Association has tried to stop the therapists from practicing, saying therapists would not recognize serious problems that dentists are trained to catch and that therapists could endanger their patients. The therapists get more than 2 years of classwork, training, and practice, then work under the supervision of dentists. Perez says the report shows the therapists are performing within the scope of their training and certification. The ADA has questioned the validity of the evaluation, saying the sample size was small and shouldn't be used to guide major public health decisions. However, Wetterhall says the sample size was appropriate for his task.
And we basically feel that the 300 plus patients was an adequate, fully adequate number of patients to address the questions that we were tasked with addressing. And again, these include patient satisfaction, clinical technical performance, characteristics of the practice setting, and implementation of community-based preventive programs.
The dental therapist program is modeled after the community health aid program, which was set up in the 1960s to provide basic and emergency health services in remote villages. Perez says the therapists treat cavities and help relieve pain for people who otherwise would not be able to see a dentist. Not only are people in rural Alaska happy to be getting dental health care, Perez says they're proud that the dental health aid therapists are Alaska Native.
And they were serving Native communities, and they were well-respected in those communities. They had cultural skills and language fluency needed to work appropriately with their patients.
The Dental Health Aid Therapist Program is funded by the Indian Health Service and the Bethel Community Services Foundation, as well as the Kellogg and Rasmussen Foundations. It's run by tribal health organizations. In Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.